We're going to start here today in something I put out in December of last year, December 2022, when I was going over what the World Government Summit with the WEF had to say about the New World Order and the currency system that's coming. So as a reminder, we'll start with that video, or at least part of it. Here we go. While the world at large is distracted by the war in Ukraine and politics and other things that don't really matter, here's what really is going on behind the scenes. They're implementing this new digital currency and with it, the new world order. And so check it out for yourselves. Here we go.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
And of course, the only ones that's really going to serve this new digital money, this new world economy, is going to be them. You know, the people on that stage and people like them who are running the show. And so let's cover what I found here this morning. And I found this back, about a week or so ago, maybe 10 days ago, but things move so fast, it's hard to report on everything. That's why I say, make sure and subscribe to the Telegram channel, because I put a lot of stuff here I just don't get a chance to report on. Or I'll put stuff here to save it so I can report on it later. So this is where I put a lot of stuff, guys. Just saying. All right. Now, this came in my email this morning from Substack. Bills have appeared in 20 states to require central bank digital currency, and it passed in South Dakota, but the governor Kristi Noem, vetoed it. But at the end of the day, guys, it's not going to matter because they are crashing the financial system as I'm recording this right now. I mean, the banks are crashing. There's 200 more that are in trouble, I heard on the mainstream news this morning. And so that will continue. So they can usher in this new world government based upon this new currency. So here we go. I'll play this video clip for you with Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota.
So the drama in the banking sector, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, has a lot of Americans concerned about how to protect their money. And of course, politicians are using that concern to their advantage as always. Several states are now trying to centralize currency with a so-called central bank digital currency, which is, by the way, not currency at all. It's software. But they're going to do it for your own good. Obviously, this is a tool of total social control. If they control your money, if they can zero out your bank account with a keystroke, then you have no autonomy. They control you. Well, in the state of South Dakota, legislators just passed a bill that would have changed the definition of money to exclude cryptocurrency, and that would put the state on a path to centralized digital currency. South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, the only governor we're aware of who's paying attention to this, vetoed that bill. She joins us tonight to explain why. Governor, thank you very much for doing this first and for coming on. Why did you do it? You're obviously under pressure not to veto it, but you did. Why did you?
Well, Tucker, it was the right thing to do. I became aware of this bill. It wasn't introduced until almost halfway through our legislative session. We started reading through this bill that was over 110 pages long. It was sold as an update to the guidelines of the Universal Commercial Code, backed by all of our financial institutions, our banks. As we started reading through it, we saw the section of the bill that changed the definition of currency. And essentially what it did was pave the way for a government-led CBDC, and it also banned any other form of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or digital currency that existed. So for me, it very clearly was a threat to our freedom. In South Dakota, we are the session that completes its business earliest in the year. We are the first ones to really look at this bill and find out the truth of what's in it. And I did veto that bill. I'm asking my legislators to change their minds, to make the right decision and help me kill this bill once and for all. But I'm telling you, Tucker, we've got the same language coming to over 20 other states. I believe it's to pave a way for the federal government to control our currency and thus control people. It should be alarming to everyone, and it's being sold as a UCC guidelines update. There's no rush to do this. We need to be smart and make sure that we're doing what we can to protect people. I find it ironic that we also are having this discussion at the same time we have banks and credit card companies talking about coding gun and ammunition in a separate code so they can track it. So not only can they tie these two issues together, if the government doesn't approve of what you're purchasing, if they have the only form of digital currency out there and that is endorsed and utilized in the country, they can control how you spend that money and thus take away all your freedom.
It's so nicely put, and I don't think you're overstating at all the significance of this. Really quick.
No, she's not. She's absolutely right. And they're trying to ram this through, as she said, as just, you know, innocuous code changes, not to worry. You know, we do this stuff all the time. It's just routine until you get into the details. And of course, as they say, the devil is always in the details. So you have to read it before you vote on it. Nancy Pelosi, remember her with the Obamacare bill? Well, we have to pass it to know what's in it. No, no, you don't. No, you don't. And this is proof of that. But anyway, is it all just for show? Probably, because like I said, when this crash happens, when it actually, you know, gets completed and this fiat money system is gone, and they say, now we have to have this debt jubilee, we have to have this reset. And of course, along with all of this will come more war. I believe the wars are going to spread, and it will spread out to the U.S. and around the world as nuclear weapons get launched on a limited basis, I'm sure, because they don't want to destroy all the infrastructure they put in. But on a terroristic basis, absolutely. They don't need nuclear weapons anymore. They've already got nanotech, and that's the greatest weapon they could have in a war. It really is, because you can fight it from the inside of a person out. Anyway, that's for a different video. I think you get the point here. I'm going to put the link up to all this, as always. But I decided to do a video as I was doing my blog, and one of the things I'm going to cover in this blog, and I'll put the video here, of course, is what's going to happen to your money. And I found this on this intel drop over here at justpasteit. This is from an informant called Gideon. He calls himself Gideon, supposedly a whistleblower on the inside of this move to cryptocurrency that the government is doing. He supposedly witnessed all this and so on. And yeah, I know, I get it. It could be another deception like Q, but listen to what he has to say here. It really lines up with what Governor Kristi Noem was just saying with Tucker Carlson. Okay? And it lines up with what I've been reporting and what the World Economic Forum just said to you on the video I showed you from last year. That they are changing, fundamentally changing the system of money. And so what's going to happen to your money? Well, let's take a look. I took some highlights out of this article here and put them in my blog. So what happens to the money we have in the bank right now? Well, this whistleblower says it'll be converted to the new digital asset that they call USDR. And anything over that allowed monthly allotment that you possess will be erased. If your bank account says or has, for example, $24,500 in it, well, that will be erased and set to $1,000. If you happen to have hundreds of thousands in a 401k, well, that would be erased as well. Yeah, it's just gone. It's just gone. Once they reset everything, that's why they're calling it the Great Reset. And then you'll get what you're allowed to have, and that's it. You'll own nothing and be happy, just like Klaus Schwab has been saying. And of course, if you want access, this is my comment here, to your new digital money, I'm sure they'll have some requirements to do so, such as getting caught up in all your jabs, right? The articles I've been researching haven't come right out and said that, but we know that a vaccination records will be part of this new digital ID system, an integral part. You won't be able to use it without it. If you're not caught up, They'll just shut you off, like I said many times. They're already doing it in China, for example. And they've been doing it there since 2017, as I showed you last week. And then as for any cryptocurrency you may hold, they'll basically do the same thing with that and convert it to the new USDR, as you just heard Governor Christie talk about in South Dakota. That was defined in this new bill that they were looking at and that she vetoed. They were taking all digital currencies out of circulation. They were no longer considered legal tender. They wouldn't be able to be used. They would be banned in favor, of course, of this new government USDR currency. Now, they may call it something else at the end of the day, but that's what it's being called here in this article. The new digital currency, they're calling it USDR. So keep in mind, any asset, you won't be allowed to own any asset worth over $5,000 because they want you to own nothing and be happy. So here's what the whistleblower had to say on this issue of being in crypto. Now, personally, I don't own crypto, and I never have, not much anyway. I used to use it for barter and exchange, I don't know, about 10 years ago. But in the end, they're going to take most of it away anyway. I would focus on bartering items, you know, food, you know, water, other things you can barter with that you can put your hands on that you can actually eat or drink or, you know, use for shelter, water filtering. Anyway, you get my point. Toilet paper is a bartering item because gold, silver, and other metals will be brought to zero as the fiat system collapses. Because if it's priced in fiat money and it goes to zero, well, so will everything else. And you can't eat gold or silver. The Bible says they'll be cankerous. Anyway, are they worth buying or owning? Bill asked the question to Gideon. We've spoken about them before, but I thought I'd ask again. And the whistleblower Gideon says, if you were to own cryptos, you would want to own them, yes, but they will be repriced in USDR eventually. The capital markets will be totally cut off to the average person. And as you just heard the governor say in the bill that she vetoed, all of them are banned. And so he doesn't really say that here, but they're going to be banned. But if nothing else, they're going to convert them to this new USDR. So just saying. Now he goes on to say that this reset that's coming requires a person to reorientate their thinking because the free market is over. And they will not have access to it based on their CSRQ class designation. In other words, what do they designate you as? Are you a peasant? Are you one of the elites? What are you? Well, most of us will be in that peasant class. And additionally, the ultimate crypto you'd want to have is USDR itself, above all else. But of course, that's classified and closed off to most of us. So if they hold, let's say, XRP as a crypto, what will happen after the reset? To buy or to sell it via USDR, he says, they will have to register with regulated exchanges for either biometric IDs. So you see, that's going to be a requirement, guys. You're going to have your biometric ID and be caught up with everything, including your shots, in order to get said biometric ID. Because everything is going to be in the cloud, including your vaccination records. So since their USDR holdings will be severely restricted, they'll be allowed to sell a very small portion of their XRP. Very small, in fact, probably negligible. Remember, you can't have anything over $5,000. Well, the closure of the fiat on and off ramps is what will seize up the crypto markets dramatically. It will leave behind a barter system, but we expect the cabal to issue bans and enforcement against that. Yes, there will be. And so everything's going to have to go underground. So, but last not, but definitely not least, and as I just showed you in the video that we opened with, the World Economic Forum themselves are saying that we're resetting the entire economy worldwide and going to a new form of money. So it's all there, guys. So this intel drop is pretty accurate. You know, I don't know if this guy is a legitimate whistleblower or not, but I'll put the link up so you can read through it for yourselves and see, you know, make your own judgments. I always encourage you to do your own research no matter what. So there you are. Lots of stuff going on, guys. And as the wars and rumors of wars drag on and drag out in Ukraine and other places, you know, we'll see those increase too as the economic turmoil and banking crisis increases. In fact, let's take a look and see how bad the turmoil is today over in the markets at CNBC.com. What's going on today? Oh, they're in the green. Look at that. Even though Amazon is going to lay off 9,000 more workers in addition to earlier cuts. But hey, who cares, right? We're going to buy the dip. Well, how long will that last? So Dow rises more than 300 points as investors hope Credit Suisse rescue stifles bank crisis. Well, it won't. USB is buying Credit Suisse, kind of being forced to buy Credit Suisse by the Swiss government for basically 30% on the dollar. They're getting a 70% discount on the stock price from where it closed last week. So, yeah, it's not really not going to rescue anything. And if you want to learn more about that, go ahead and read this Intel drop. The banking collapse has initiated the reset. It's not going to stop, guys. It's going to keep on rolling. All right. That is it for now. I'll keep my eyes on things as always, but don't forget where you're at right now. Don'tSpeakNews.com, home base for everything that we do. So if you want to find us in other places, including BitChute and Rumble, just click this tab up here. Of course, we've been booted from YouTube. That's the second big channel I've had taken down. I'm not going to do another one. Makes no sense this late in the game. And we have Telegram here. We have BitChute and Rumble where I put the videos as well, if they'll upload. BitChute especially, some days it just won't upload. And then some days Rumble won't process it. So I do what I can. If it's not there, it's not my fault. I've at least tried it and it just didn't work for whatever reason. So, and if you want to contact me, send me some info, just hit the subscribe, contact Johnny tab. And then you can subscribe to the channel here or to the website and get all the updates by typing in your email here and clicking subscribe. And then up here we have official website email at johnny@don'tSpeakNews.com. And then we have also Proton Mail, don'tSpeakNews@protonmail.com. So it's your choice. But those are the ways to contact me and how you subscribe for updates. And if you'd like to support us, we are listener supported only, and we sincerely appreciate it. Without you guys, we literally won't be here. So for channel support, there's a new monthly option here. Then there's buy me a coffee. And there's also Cash App right here. So those are the ways you can support us here at don'tSpeakNews.com. All right. That is it for now. Like I said, I'll keep my eyes on as much of this as I can. And when something big comes up, I'll let you know. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, Don't Speak News.